Hey.
Hey, you want to sit in the front or the back? Where you want to sit? You want to sit up front? All right, cool.
I am doing Lyft, DoorDash. I do apartment mystery shops. I have an Amazon store, so I do a lot of retail arbitrage.
Okay, close the door, Jesse. Get your seatbelt on.
I'll babysit for some friends. Any and everything. What do they say? I'm a hustler, baby.
This is Michaela Lunkin. Right now, she's with her brother.
Did you want to go to the movies later? You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look at
the... She's been figuring out her career path for a while.
I was just everywhere. I feel like I was trying to do... At one time, I was like, okay, I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be... And in the moment, I never really, like, zoned in to realize that my passion, my gift is right in front of me.
Okay, look, I didn't take you to Chili's.
You didn't take me... You went to Chili's without me?
You know...
There's one person who helped her decide what she wants to do more than anyone else.
Why didn't you invite me?
Michaela's brother, Joseph Lunkin, recently turned 24. When Joseph was 4, he was diagnosed with leukemia. He received treatment.
But due to a mishap and procedure, they damaged his brain, and so he now has an intellectual disability and epilepsy.
Joseph's disability meant Michaela was a sister and a caretaker.
Just working with him pretty much my whole life, assisting with my parents. It's just, you know, it's not a burden. He's another individual that just needs assistance.
They're all football players.
College
football players.
No more seizures, though.
You don't have any more seizures?
Yeah, mom was telling me about that.
Yep. Nope, we're doing good.
What's in that dog?
Yeah.
That's a lady's dog.
It's a lady's dog.
It was helping take care of her brother that laid the foundation for the career path she is now pursuing.
So I graduated in 2015, and I started working with my brother full time. So I would, you know, take him to rec therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy.
You having me and Mackenzie? Do you love us?
Yes.
Yep. Are we your favorite?
Yes.
Or am I your favorite?
I'm the favorite.
Who's your favorite?
Can you like Scottie Pippen?
Let me see the football.
But full-time care for a brother is still a giant leap away from starting a business to serve other people outside of your family who require trained assistance.
I think I really made my final decision on his last brain surgery. I was sitting in the room, and I was observing another family that it was just a lot of chaos. And in that moment, I'm looking at my brother and I'm seeing this and I'm like, hey, you know what? I got to do something about this. I got to help these families. I got to be able to show them that it's hard, but it can be easy. And if you have the right people in place to assist you in whatever way needed, that you can overcome whatever it is.
Last year, Michaela completed her coursework to be a special needs life quality coach. Now she's ready to start her own business, serving people with special needs.
It's entitled Lunkin Services. I give all credit to my brother, for sure. He's taught me so much more than just the business. I think it's, you know, he's taught me how to love, how to be happy, how to, no matter what you go through, that it's okay. Like, you can still move forward.
How about Evan?
You see him on Thursday and Friday.
How about Todd?
Yep, Thursday and Friday.
How about Lewis?
Thursday and Friday.
It isn't always easy looking out for your brother.
Thursday and Friday.
Hey.
Ooh, right here.
He loves me, of course. We have a great time, but there's moments where I can be annoying, and he doesn't like that, and so he'll let me know. And he will let me know.
I'm almost at home with you.
All right, throw it back to me. Right here. Stop it. Nice.
He's inspired me to provide an environment for him that's safe, and that knowing that he will be okay because I've worked my butt off just to get, you know, things up and running so that he can have a life that is promising and loving and, yeah, the right people in place to assist him.
Mama, I gave mom some flowers.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
Yesterday.
What color were they?
Blue, purple.
Purple and what?
Blue.
You and Dad got her some flowers?
Yes.
That's sweet. You love mom?
I'm gonna love you, mom.
Do you think that Joseph recognizes and appreciates your effort and help?
I think he does. He'll sometimes say things to me that I'm just like, wow. So he'll walk up, he'll rub my back, and he'll give me a hug. He says, Kayla, I love you. And I just get emotional because I'm like, oh, I love you too. You didn't have to say that. But it's at the right time when I need it.
Kayla, went to college.
I did go to college.
Yeah, football guy.
No, I didn't play football. Mackenzie played basketball. Yeah. But I went to, where did I go to school?
College.
Wait, what school did I go to?
Texas State.
Texas State. Did I graduate?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No more Aikens, though.
Yeah, you graduated from what?
Aikens.
Aikens High School?
High School. Yep.
Michaela has hopes for the future of her professional career. She's building a community network and client list for special needs moms, dads, and siblings. She also has ideas for using app technology to develop new ways for families to engage with help. She wants to put herself out there for the world.
Yeah, and just making sure that people know that I'm Michaela and I've got massive experience and I'm here to assist in any way I can.
But for now, she has bigger plans with her brother.
You excited?
Yeah.
Let's go to the movies. You ready?
Yeah.
For the Transom Traveling Workshop in Austin, I'm Jordan Monroe.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.